So I would like to very much welcome you all, and very much welcome Mira and John and Kevin, who are with us here today from the Nakashima family. This whole piece, okay, I'll take it up. The peace table came to Oroville in 96, I think. Mira played her flute that time at the opening and inauguration. Mm-hmm. Today we will have Gordon playing for us, because we thought we should make this cycle full. At that time, we did not really have a place to keep it. It was first kept in Center of Indian Culture in Bharat Nivas. It was kept in the House of Mother's Agenda. For a while, it was even stored away. And when we started the project of the Unit Pavilion, we were asked, could we imagine that that would be also a place for the peace table here? And I think we very spontaneously said yes at that time. So it was incorporated. This took time. First we did just one building we had for maybe, I don't know, what, 6 or 7 years. What is the office building. Then we got the money from the government of India, the funding, and we did the hall, which was, I think, around 2012 in place. And then in 2013, in the summer, we were asked if we could complete this hall, and we were offered a grant from the Nakashima Foundation of $10,000. We still needed, I think, two or three times that amount, and it had to be ready in something like 6 months. So we didn't know how to do it, and then we decided, yes, we have to do it, and we did it. So in 2014, this hall was inaugurated. For a long time before that, we had been talking about the seating arrangement. Yes, we have those benches here, but somehow we wanted, because people often walk by and come in, and we wanted something where you can just sit down. Cushions is fine for many, but some people need a chair. So we had looked at different models, and we always found we have to agreement with myself, Shivaya, the people who have been involved, with Piero and Gloria, very much so, since they have been the architects for the building. And we had not been able to find agreement. Then, about 2.5 years ago, there was an AVI meeting, an O meeting in US, and we were taken to the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. We had an event around the peace table there on the 15th of August, and afterwards, Miriam took us to the Metropolitan Museum, where there is a room for George Nakashima's furniture, and we sat around a small table, a little bit similar like the peace table. And we were sitting on those chairs and we were talking, and suddenly Jean says, "Hey Jaya, these chairs, they are really good. What about that?" So the next day we went out to New Hope, and then I said to Mira, "You know, we were looking at these chairs, they were really good." And then actually what we did, some people from, you know, I think you were there, Julian, Jean and Gordon, and then we tried out all the chairs you had there in the atelier. So we sat on chair after chair, and we came back to that this chair, the conuit lounge chair, was really the one which was sitting the best and would fit. So then it took 2.5 years, very, very amazing that we could get the funding together for it. We just knew it had to be, and it could take 1 year or 15 years, but we were going to get there. And we had one person, John from Oroville, who offered to help. First, First of all, the Nakashima Foundation said they would go in with half the money. I'm not going to work with the sums, because then we get a bit scared, no? Because they are large. They would go in with half the amount of the money for each chair. And they would also take care of shipping it over here, because we all, they wanted, and we also felt, yes, let's make it in the New Hope workshop. Let it really be done properly when we're doing it anyway. And then one person, then John, had offered to give for one chair, but then nothing was happening. So it was a little bit like, no, I put my money, but nothing is kind of going to happen. And then we turned to Foundation for World Education, who we knew had actually brought it up from the beginning, don't you need seating around, but was not going able to go with the whole project. And we said, could you do two? So we started rolling. And they said, yes. And then we could go back, and the third one came. And then, you know, it was a lot of money. And then it was this wish that if we could just have four chairs, if we could have four chairs for the 50th, it would be such a wonderful thing. And then I happened to speak with Carol here, and he said, and I was actually not expecting at all, I was just speaking about our wishful thinking, because Carol has been very supportive of this project. Actually, Carol was very instrumental in bringing the table here to start with, no? And then, hand in hand with the Stichting Orophons, we actually could bring home all the 7 chairs. We thought it would be 8, and it was a little bit not exactly right with that number. And then Mira said, why don't you do 5 or 7? In Japan, you use uneven number. It was like, yes, 7, yes. And then, right now, the other day, I went to the Kalakendra exhibition in Oroville, and there was this picture of this flag of Oroville, which was used for the inauguration. Before Oroville's symbol was there, they used this, and it has the 7. It has the 4, it has the 7, it has the 12. So I think we are just right on track with everything. So today we are actually completing this work that has been started somewhere in, I don't know when you started to prepare the table, 94, when? Yes, I will give over now. I talked longer than I should. I will hand over to Mira to say a few words. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Nadaka and Manoj and Mita, for giving us some music, and Gordon. And now, after Mira has spoken, we just do a meditative moment here, and then there is tea outside. With the
Thank you all for coming and for your idea, Jaya. She was so inspired after she went to the Metropolitan Museum and said, yes, those are the chairs we need around the peace altar table. It's the only one in the world that has chairs around it now. And although I had assumed that you wouldn't need chairs, as we get older, our knees don't bend so well, so I am very grateful that you have chairs. The idea of the peace altar came to my father when he found a huge log like he had never seen before, and he wanted to do something really spectacular and meaningful with it in 1984. So the first peace altar, which many of you have seen in New York City at the cathedral, was made and installed in 1986. And my father thought that we should really have one in Russia. And he was working on the one for Russia when he passed away in 1990. So after he passed, we built another table. It was inaugurated at the same cathedral in 1995 at the 50th anniversary of the UN. And then Carol said, you know, we really need something like that in Oroville. We need something as a unifying force. There's so many different kinds of people with different kinds of ideas that often come into conflict with each other. We need a peace table. So I designed this. The first one was made in one piece, and it wasn't that far away from Pennsylvania to New York, so that went on a truck. The second one we made the same size, and I thought, well, that was so much trouble, I will make the top separate from the base because it'll be easier to ship. But going to Russia was a terrible, terrible problem. It was so hard to ship in that one piece. So this one I made in 2 separate pieces, and they fit exactly on the kind of transportation trucks that they in the US and also here. So I was very grateful that it actually fit on the trucks in 2 separate pieces. And I just wanted to remind you of what my father said. He was inspired, obviously, by the mother, by having been put in concentration camps during World War II. And by the trees themselves. He was very much in love with trees, if you will, from the time he was a young boy. And he once said that the trees are like an avatar. They stand between heaven and their roots in the earth, and the tree trunk, which we usually use for wood, for objects, is the bridge between heaven and earth. So this pair of boards here that makes up the peace altar is that bridge between heaven and earth, and these chairs are also that way. So when you sit in them, I would like to have you remember the origin of that wood with its roots in the soil and its branches in the heavens, and us and the trees in between. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So it's starting to look like a concert here. But unfortunately, my partner Gopika had to leave for Calcutta early morning at 1 o'clock because her father is ill. And much of what we are going to do now has been is something that we prepared just this morning together. So I hope you enjoy it and get into the mood of the music and hopefully even more the silence between.
Chaitanya. Thank you. Thank you.
That I made for this special day, so it's been going on for a little while, but I hope you enjoyed it. And what are you planning for the event? Is there anything else?
Now I'm going to light the candle.
Yeah, but we forgot to light the candle, so me, do you light the candle?
You want some background music for the candle?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you.